Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is sowing and reaping. Now, for the non-farmer type, sowing is planting, and of course, reaping is harvesting. The Bible says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, so shall he also reap. And from a farmer standpoint, of course, that's real simple. If you're planting corn, you're not going to harvest tomatoes. You plant corn, you get corn. Most people use that scripture in terms of money, and they say if you sow a certain amount of money, you'll reap a harvest of tenfold or 20 or 30 or 50 or 100, whatever it may be. And it's really not talking specifically about money. It's talking about mocking God with your life. And if you mock God with your life, you'll reap the harvest of that sowing, of that planting. So if you plant pornography into your mind, you're going to harvest pornography. Somebody once told me, if you want to be a pleasant, happy little old man, this was when I was 16, says you need to start now being pleasant and happy. Because if you're angry and hostile and got a bad attitude all your life, and then all of a sudden determine you're going to be a good person and be happy and a sweet little old man, that ain't going to happen. It doesn't work that way. What works is you plant and you harvest. You plant and you harvest. And God honors what you plant. And I remember a time when I had fallen away from the Lord, and I was backslidden, and I couldn't figure out which end was up. And I heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, are you planted a seed? And that seed grew up into a harvest, and now you've got a whole crop inside of you that needs to die. And I've got to clean up all that mess. And then you need to replant. And when you plant good stuff in your life, you'll harvest good stuff. It's the same thing what Jesus said. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man will speak good things. An evil man will speak evil things. Because it's in his heart. He's planted it there. And then the harvest brings it out and people see it. Do you remember the story that Jesus said about the wheat and the tares? That somebody planted tares or weeds in the middle of the night, and then they started growing up, and they said, oh, look at this, we got a bunch of weeds in this. What are we going to do? The master gardener said, leave it until the harvest. Then we'll separate them at the harvest and burn up all the weeds and harvest the good stuff. And so I see it this way. You cannot mock God. You cannot say something that you are when you're not, because he'll make the harvest come out and show everybody your real colors. And so it's important to be who you are in the Lord and stand up for who you are and plant what you need to plant in order to let it grow in your life. And therein you'll bless God, and your harvest will be righteousness and love and peace and joy. Those are the things that you're planting in your life. So as you think about living and going on in life, think about what you've been planting. If you've been planting gossip and critical attitudes and anger and hostility, that's all you're going to harvest. You're not going to get any good stuff later. It's going to grow up and choke you. Instead, plant love and peace and joy and long-suffering, and plant that into yourself. The scripture says it this way, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when you renew your mind, you're planting, you're taking away the old and you're planting the new, so you will harvest the new, and it will renew you, it will transform your life. And that's what you want to do. So think about that as you move along in life. God bless you. Have a great day.